Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is Life Links with the DL Link. Life Links is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Welcome back to the show. This is the DL Link Show, where we connect you through insights, inspiration, and illumination here on Chai 0.9. Great to have you listening. And just a reminder that if you do miss part of the show, don't stress. We do podcast the show. You can find those recordings on the Chai FM website, probably from tomorrow. So you've been hearing a lot. This is the first time you have tuned in, you've been hearing a lot about the DL Link, how the DL Link works, and obviously Gavin's journey and how he calls the DL Link his second family. So we have Carla McDonald. Carla, this December, was diagnosed with breast cancer. What a journey she has been on. And she too has been introduced and had the DL Link experience, and she's taken time out this afternoon to share that experience with us. Carla, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And thank you for your patience. I mean, you got on the line well and early, and here you are. So we really do appreciate it. Thank you, Carla.
And so I appreciate you shining a light on the DL Link. Human angels.
They are. And they shine so bright and they touch so many lives. I mean, we just have to listen to Gavin and so many other stories. And now your story, Carla, because I mean, it was December. I mean, you know, that time of the year, everyone's going on holiday, everything's closing up, everyone's closing shop, and you went for a mammogram only to be told that there was a lump and a biopsy, and to be told that you had breast cancer.
Yeah, it was a big shock, and it was a really horrible time of year because there were no doctors or anyone available. Everyone was away. But I was very fortunate that Professor Carol Ann Benn, another angel in human skin, fitted me in on Christmas Day and saw me and has spearheaded my involvement with all the doctors that have come subsequently.
You know, I'm just thinking for a moment, because there are so many outstanding doctors out there. But we've had Professor Carol Ann Benn on the show many, many times. She is phenomenal. What she does is phenomenal. Her outlook, her approach, her understanding. And isn't that interesting, Carla, how no one was available and you were kind of, there she was. I mean, on Christmas Day to see you. That's quite fortuitous, I would say.
Yeah, I've been very blessed with my team of doctors. I am actually from Prof. Benn. She referred me to Prof. Demetrio, who's an oncologist, who has put me onto the VITS clinical trial. So I am so blessed. Hashem really is looking after me. I see Dr. Michaela Carides, Dr. Donay Fourie, and their beautiful nurses, Diane and Kuli, and they see me once a week for bloods and then the next day for chemo, and I haven't had to pay 1 cent towards my treatment so far, including getting immunotherapy, which Discovery doesn't pay for or pays up to 50% if you're lucky for, and each drip is about 120,000 rand.
Oh my
goodness. So there was no way.
Wow. How often do you have these drips?
So I've been having chemo. I've had 13 sessions now. Cycle one and cycle two were weekly. Yesterday was my first cycle three treatment, which is the so-called Red Devil, which my friend Elise has renamed and rebranded as gummy berry juice. It definitely sounds a lot more palatable.
Sounds much better.
And so that is now going to be every 3 weeks. But the immunotherapy drips have been every 3 weeks. And then after surgery, then radiation, I've got 2 more years of immunotherapy drips.
Okay, let's just slow all of this down. Yeah, this is a lot. This is a lot of treatment. So let's just map the journey. So how incredible that you were then able to do the VITS clinical trials, and I presume that is for the immunotherapy.
So the immunotherapy is given to all patients on whichever arm of the trial you are on. There are two arms, the experimental arm where they're trying out a drug from the States, which looks promising. I am not on that arm though. I'm on the control arm. So I get the best standard care without the experimental drug. So
Wow,
immunotherapy is
incredible.
part of that. And as
Incredible.
I say, that the average person could never afford it without the trial.
Sure, Carla. I mean, that is, as you say, you are blessed and you are looked after for that to be your experience. And it's been 6 months of it. So the surgery, you'll only be having the surgery once the chemo is complete.
That's correct.
Okay. And then 2 more years on treatment.
Yeah.
Okay. And how are you feeling? I mean, the red gummy juice, you say you've only just started, and we know that that one can be quite challenging. How, you said you had it yesterday, you went for treatment, was it yesterday? And how are you feeling?
Yes. Not so fabulous today, which is why I didn't want to be on camera, because I'm very swollen from all the cortisone. And a little bit, despite the 3,000 medicines they've put me on, I'm still a bit nauseous and feeling a bit green around the gills.
So the fact that you've taken time to first of all sit and listen and then to share your story, wow, we really, really appreciate it, Carla. And we know that you're a teacher at King David. What year do
I'm
you?
actually not a teacher, I'm an
You're
occupational
not.
therapist.
You're an occupational therapist.
Yeah, so I've worked for SABJA in different capacities for nearly 30, well, over 30 years, I think. Sometimes working for their schools and sometimes in a private capacity, but always with the King David schools. At the last 5 years, I was at King David Victory Park High School in their absolutely phenomenal educational support team. And then with the closure of VP, I moved across to Lingsfield. But being diagnosed at the end of last year, I didn't last very long before I realized I couldn't manage this intense treatment and still work. So they have given me the opportunity to be temporarily medically boarded, and I can go back once through my journey. King David has been wonderful to me.
So, and I mean, will they? So they haven't said to you, it's 3 months, it's 6 months, it's when you feel ready to go back.
When I'm recovered enough to be allowed to work again, when the oncologists feel that I will have the strength to work again.
Carla, as you say, everything has just played out, and you, it just sounds like you've been so amazingly supported. And, you know, if you're on the show, it's because you are part of the DL Link family. Did you know about the DL Link before? How did you get in touch with them? Tell us a little bit about that.
I had a beautiful student last year who was in matric, and I was in charge of the matric dance, and she was my head of the matric dance committee, and her mom works for the DL Link. So I knew about them, but I did not know at that stage how wonderful they were. When I was diagnosed, a friend wrote an email on my behalf asking them to contact me. And Gavi has been my contact person, and he's just too wonderful. There's not a week that goes by that he doesn't check in. He has organized not only Shabbos boxes every single week, but little gifts in between. Ilana Tats gave me some wigs, some head coverings when I first lost my hair. There's been offers of these holidays. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to take them up with all the weekly chemo, because who wants to go away when you're feeling yuck? But I definitely hope that I will get the opportunity. I just think they are the most wonderful organization. The way that they care for each and every one of us and tailor make their offerings depending on our needs is just too incredible. They've offered support groups. Unfortunately, it's always the day after I've had chemo, so I haven't been able to get too many of them. But going forward, I hope that I can. And like Gavin before me, I want to give back once I'm better. I want to be able to be a part of what they offer. And I've got the skill set as an occupational therapist.
Absolutely. And you'll have the experience, so you'll know. And Carla, I'm interested to know when your friend sent the email. You know, some people, when they're diagnosed, it's such a shock and they just kind of want to withdraw. They want to process it, digest it. Other people feel it's very private and they don't want other people to know about it, or they are too proud. Or did you have any of that resistance rising up in you in terms of getting the DL Link to contact you?
And for well, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, I wear my heart on my sleeve. So I've never been the kind of person that holds anything back. What I'm going through, if you know me, you'll know everything about me. And I was appreciative. And right from the start, I told, once my family knew, I told anybody who was interested. And I have been absolutely blown away by the community that has lined up behind me. I've had people bringing me meals at least twice every week, people just showing up for me that I never ever expected. It's just been remarkable. So being open about it has helped me build up an army behind me, including the DL Link.
Just wonderful,
And
Carla.
you know, I just think that if you realize that this is nothing to be ashamed of, you have an illness that you're fighting, and it helps to have people behind you. To keep it secret, then I can't imagine how I would have got through it.
And you know, I'm just highlighting it because we all have different ways of reacting to a diagnosis. We all respond in, as I said, in different ways. And the DL Link knows that. I'll never forget years ago when I first started hosting this show, one of the warriors came on. And she said, oh, when Gubby came and knocked on the door, she wasn't interested. She told him to go away. She just wasn't interested. And you know Gubby. And he persevered and he persevered. It was Ilana and Ilana Jacobson. And she then opened the door. And her life changed and her journey changed because she's here, she lives here without her children. And the DL Link are literally like her family, just like you've expressed, just like Gavin expressed. She opened her heart and she realized there was just so much space and there was so much love and so much support. She's there. You know, greatest supporter. She always talks about the DL Link because of the profound impact it had on her journey and her life moving forward. So, Carla, before we say goodbye to you, is there anything that you wanted to share with our listeners?
That if they are able to give a donation or their time, even if it's not monetary, please do it, because the number of people that they help is un there are no words. Their awesomeness has no bounds. And in order to help the ones that they help, they need the help. And I'd also like to put in on the radio, and I have offered it to Gavi, who hasn't taken me up on it. My husband owns an electrical wholesaler, and he has offered to give whatever they need electrically wise to their build at whatever it costs him.
My
At
goodness.
yeah. So I've told Gavi numerous times, he hasn't taken me up on it, but please do. I'm putting it on the radio to know that this is serious. My husband has also been blown away by the support we've got from the DL Link, And even though I'm not in a position to be able to go to their charity event at this stage
Yet.
while undergoing this chemo, we want to help the way we can. And this is one way we can pay it forward now.
So I'm sure Tammy and I'm sure Michelle are listening. That is a hugely generous offer from your husband, Carla. And you've put it out there, and I'm sure they'll be taking the next step because the center is going to be phenomenal. And I know that you and your husband will be going there and enjoying it. So, Carla, thank you for joining us. Thanks so much for coming
Thank
on
you.
to the show and for sharing your story. And we wish you all the best with this, the red gummy juice and the treatment moving forward. And we wish you vibrance and good health and the speedy recovery. And just thank you again.
Thank you. Can I say one more thing before I go?
Of course.
Please, all ladies who think that a mammogram's a waste of time, please don't. Please go once a year. Because if I hadn't gone, I might not have been here next year. So just book your appointment today.
Thank you for that reminder, Carla. Very, very important. Great having you on the show, Carla McDonald, here on the DL Link Show on 101.9 High FM. Well, I do hope that you have enjoyed the show. I certainly have enjoyed being in your company. And before we say goodbye, I just want to say, each and every week, we have amazing guests. We bring stories and experiences and insights and information and all of that to you. And for many, many years, we've had a phenomenal producer by the name of Lee Wolf, who has worked tirelessly to do it. And Lee hasn't been too well. We just, on behalf of everybody at the DL Link here and at High FM, we just want to wish Lee a speedy recovery and back to good health and just sending lots and lots of love. So, from me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, you take care and goodbye.